which squealed like agility. He vaulted through the window, holding the rope with both paws. Kicking hard against the wall, he bounded out from the abbey into space. Tollum swung hard at the open window, unable to see his quarry in the darkness. Globby had run to the door to hail more insults at his tormentors. He heard the sudden whoosh of displaced air and turned, grasping the knife, thrusting it forward. It was ill fortune for both creatures. The knife sank deep into the squirrel's midriff, but his outstretched footpaws, rigid with shock, smashed into Globby's narrow chest, just below the throat. Fatally injured, both beasts slumped to the floor. The pair outside the door heard the crash and the thud of bodies falling to the floorboards. Habis Marjoram pounded on the door.
What is it? What's going on in there?
Step aside, ma'am. We'll soon see.
It was Skipper returning from the woodlands.
Right-o, Bartage, mate. Both together. One, two.
On the word three, they charged the door together. There was a splintering snap of the wooden bar which held the room locked. Then the door burst open. Skipper was at Brother Tollum's side instantly. The Abbey Bellringer was sitting with his back to the wall, staring at the knife plunged deep into him. The otter cradled his head as he slumped to one side.
Tollum, can you hear me, mate? It's Skipper.
The normally saturnine squirrel smiled oddly.
Who's sounding the bells? I can hear me bells being tolled. They sound so beautiful.
Abbess Marjoram knelt at Tollum's side, clasping his paw.
Hurry, Skip. Run and get Sister Fumbrill. Tell her to bring herbs, dressing, salve, anything.
Prying the abbess's grip loose, the brawny otter lifted Brother Tollum bodily.
Too late, ma'am. This good beast's gone.
Marjoram looked suddenly lost. She stared blankly at the otter chieftain.
Brother Tollum dead? It's not possible. I'll go and get Sister Fumbrill myself.
Bartage stopped her hurrying from the attic room. Taking Marjoram's face in both paws, the big hedgehog assured her softly.
Take Skipper's word, ma'am. Poor Tollum's already gone to the quiet meadows. Let's take a look at the other one. We need to get some information out of him, even if he is hurted.
Marjoram pulled herself together resolutely.
Yes, you're right. I'd best see what we can do for him. I need to talk with that one.
Globby was lying in a crumpled heap, footpaws twitching, forepaws clasped tight to his chest. The abbess turned him over carefully, calling to Bartage.
Go and bring something for him to drink.
She lifted the young stoat's head. He coughed a harsh, rattling noise from his blood-flecked lips. Marjoram came right to the point.
Globby, what's happened to our two young ones? A squirrel babe and a tiny mole. Where are they? Do you know? Have they been taken?